Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over the phone or also later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful, sunny, and cool Sabbath, September 5th, 2020. This is our new chapter, part two of our new lesson. Chapter 67, entitled Woes on the Pharisees. This is our lesson 312. Clearly, dear ones, we have chosen this little tiny tots song to join all of the little ones together for their story time. And it's entitled, He Loves Me Too. Brother Josh, would you like to share, or any one of the dear brethren that may know this, the little song? You can unmute your mic.
God sees the little sparrow fall, it meets his tender view. If God so loves the little birds, I know he loves me too. He loves me too, he loves me too, I know he loves me too. Because he loves the little things, I know he loves me too.
He paints the lilies in the field as perfume to Israel. If he so loves the little flowers, I know he loves me well. He loves me too, he loves me too, I know he loves me too. Because he loves the little things, I know he loves me too.
God made the little birds and flowers and all the things big and small. He'll not forget his little ones. I know he loves us all. He loves me too. He loves me too. I know he loves me too, because he loves the little things. I know he loves me too.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus loved every little ones that we have here and all the little ones that are not here as well. If any one of the little ones, by the help of their parents, who want to have open prayer for their story time. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Our most kind Father, we thank you. We thank you once again for this wonderful time that we meet together as sons and daughters. It's our kind prayer that you send us the powers of the Holy Spirit to guide us in whatever we are going to learn. Lord, edify us and build us for life eternal. May your picture be reflected in us. May we become light and salt unto the world. Lord, we thank you that you always hear us and you always give us whatever we ask. And whatever we don't mention but you see it fitting for us, Lord, you always provide. Thank you for everything you do for us in these last days and this precious time that we are in the Sabbath. Lord, satisfy us and be holy as you are holy. This is our humble prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are going to welcome our dear brother to be able to narrate our story time.
It's story time for September the 5th of 2020. And our story is about reconciliation. Now, that's a big word for a little person. We are reconciled or made friendly again with God by Christ's death. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled or made friendly with God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled or made friendly, we shall be saved by his life. Romans 5:10. Sin made us enemies of God, and Jesus wants to make us friendly again. That's called reconciliation. The cross, that is what Jesus was nailed to, is invested with or given a power that language cannot express. Christ's sacrifice in behalf of the human race, or in our place, puts to shame our meager or small efforts and methods to meet and uplift humanity, to help sinful men and women, that's us, to find Jesus. The work of the sons and daughters of God must be of a different character or a different type than has yet been manifested or shown by a large number. If they love Jesus, they will have enlarged ideas or a better understanding of the love that has been expressed for fallen man, which requires the provision of so expensive an offering to save the human race. Do we do anything to help others learn about Jesus' love? Our Savior asks the cooperation of every son and daughter of Adam who has become a son and daughter of God. He wants us to work with him. That's cooperation. Our Savior declares that he brought from heaven a donation or a gift, eternal life. Only in heaven will the saved understand what it cost Jesus to come down to this earth and save us. He was to be lifted up upon the cross of Calvary. That was where he was crucified, to draw all men unto him. Wouldn't you really love somebody who gave you a really nice gift? He gave his life for us. How then shall we treat the purchased inheritance of Christ? Inheritance, those are the people for whom Christ died. Tenderness, appreciation or thankfulness, kindness, sympathy, and love should be shown to them. Then we may work to help and bless one another. In this work, we have more than human brotherhood, or more than just our friends. We have the exalted companionship of heavenly angels. The angels from heaven will help us. They cooperate with us in the work of enlightening high and low, or bringing the truth to those we meet. Having engaged in the work, or started in the work, the amazing or wonderful work of our redemption, Christ determined to counsel with his Father to spare nothing, however costly, to withhold nothing, however highly it might be estimated, that would rescue the poor sinner. In other words, he was willing to do anything to save us. He would give all heaven for our salvation, or to save you and me, of restoring the moral image of God in man, that is, making us holy like him. To be a child of God is to be one with Christ in God, and to put forth our hands in earnest, self-sacrificing love to strengthen and bless the souls that are perishing in their sins. That means we should be willing to give anything to save others. Sons and Daughters of God, page 229. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled or made friendly to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled or made friendly, we shall be saved by his life. Romans 5:10. And I will hand it back to Rose. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. Our opening hymn to our family children's Sabbath school lesson is entitled Wonderful Words of Life, which is our theme hymn. If any one of the dear ones would like to join in the hymn, you can unmute your mic to do so.
Sing them all over again to me, wonderful words of love. Let me more of thy beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinners list to the lovening call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, pulling us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner, list of the loving call, wonderful words of life. Also freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Amen. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to open our study with prayer, you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Sabbath blessings for you guys. My name is Amen.
Come, Emma, your turn. Amen.
Amen.
No. Thank you, God.
Thank God.
For waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us safely through the night. Thank you for guiding and protecting us. Please be with us all today. Guide and protect us. Keep us safe from all danger seen and unseen. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Our opening hymn to our study today is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 8, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and our guests, we will continue with part two of our lesson entitled Woe on the Pharisees in our study book, The Side of Ages. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Come on. Up. Mark.
Mark.
Chapter 12.
Chapter 12.
Verse
38.
And
he
said
unto them
in his doctrine,
beware
of the scribes
which
love to go
in long clothing
and
love
salutations
in the marketplaces.
Amen. That was beautiful. Good job. Okay, Emma, come. Mark
Mark chapter 12,
verse 39,
and the chief seats in the synagogues. Very good. And the uppermost rooms at feast. Okay, one more. Matthew chapter 23, verse 8. Okay, pay attention, nice, loud, and clear, okay? Be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master. Even Christ. And all ye are brethren. Amen. Good job, girl.
Matthew 23:9. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Matthew 23:10. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ.
Matthew chapter 23, verse 11. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. You want to read too, Chrissy? Matthew 23, verse 12, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. Good girl. Good job, Jeremiah. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. He has commanded his covenant, good Jeremiah, forever, holy and reverend is his name. Good job.
Good job, everyone. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover pages 612 through 614. We are in Desire of Ages, page 612. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 612.
To make a show of their pity,
was their constant aim. Nothing was held too scared, sacred. To serve his end, to Moses God had said concerning his commandments, thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hands, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Deuteronomy 6:8.
Gabby.
Next slide, please. Oh, you're not done? Oh.
These words have a deep meaning as the word of God is meditated upon and practiced, the whole man will be ennobled in righteous and merciful dealing. The hands next reveal as a signet. Next slide, please.
Continuing.
The principles of God's law, they will be active in works of love and compassion. The eyes directed towards a noble purpose will be clear and true. The expressive countenance, the speaking eye, will testify to the blameless character of him who loves and honors the word of God. But by the Jews of Christ's day, all that was undiscerned. The command given to Moses was construed into direction that the precepts of Scripture should be worn upon the person.
Desire of Ages, page 612, continuing. Layla.
They were accordingly written upon stripes of parchment and bond in conspicuous.
Yes, conspicuous.
Manner about the head and wrist, but this did not cause the law of God to take a firmer hold of the mind and heart. These parchments were worn morally.
From the whole parchments were merely?
Merely as badges to attract attention, they were thought to give the words an air of devotion, which would command the reverses. Reverses of the people. Jesus struck a blow at vain pretense.
That word was conspicuous up there at the top. That means very visible.
And if I can read just a little excerpt on this side of the slide. The strange little leather boxes were called phylacteries. These boxes are usually 1.5 inches square. They were made of the skin of a sheep or cow. Inside the boxes were some of God's law, written on strips of parchment. These were rolled up and tied with white hairs of a calf, or a cow's tail. Through a flap in the box, a very long leather strap was passed. Jewish men used this strap to fasten the boxes to their foreheads and to their left arms. Near the heart, they wore the boxes during their morning prayers. Amen. And there it shows a picture that says written on your heart, and it shows the law, the box, and basically what is inside of it. Emma, And then also it says a little box with God's law rolled up inside.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue. Thank you so much, dear sister. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 20 to 23, in the section scripture song. But this is going to be a cappella. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continuously upon thy heart, and tie them about thy neck. Where thy goest, he shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, he shall keep thee. And when thou wakest, he shall talk with thee. For the commandments is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproof of instructions are the way of life. Proverbs 6, 22 through 23. Thank you so much, Jesus.
Amen.
If anyone of the dear Renan family would like to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic here once.
Okay, say Desire of Ages.
Desire of Ages.
And page.
Page.
613.
613.
But.
All.
Their.
Their.
Works.
Works.
They.
They.
They do.
They do.
For.
For
to be seen,
of men.
They make
broad
their this is a big word, pay attention. Phylacteries. Okay, try one more time.
Phylacteries.
Okay.
Enlarge
the borders of enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feast and the chief seats in the synagogues. Good job. And greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, rabbi, but be not called rabbi, for
one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren.
Amen. And on the slide, it says a phylactery. God instructed the Jews to wear the scripture on their foreheads. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 8. This is called a phylactery. Matthew chapter 23 verse 5. Traditionally, they contained four tiny scrolls inscribed with the following scripture portions. Exodus chapter 13 verse 1 through 10, verses 11 through 16. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 through 9. And I think it's chapter 11, verse 13 through 21. Continuing the reading. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. Neither be ye called master, for one is your master, even Christ. In such plain words, the Savior revealed ambition that was ever reaching for place and power, displaying a mock humility while the heart was filled with avarice and envy. And on the next slide, continuing, I'll bubble down for someone else to read if they would like to.
Continuing, Desire of Ages, page 613. When persons were invited to a feast, the guests were seated according to their rank, and those who were given the most honorable place received the first attention and special favors. The Pharisees were ever scheming to secure these honors. This practice Jesus rebuked. Desire of Ages, page 613, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are just joining us. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 23, taken from Scripture Song Singers in the section, The Desire of Ages, Memory Verse, CD, Volume 2. Let us continue. We are in Desire Ages, page 613. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire Ages, page 613. He also reproved the vanity shown in coveting the title of rabbi or master. Such a title, he declared, belonged not to men, but to Christ. Priests, scribes, and rulers, expounders, and administrators of the law were all brethren, children of one father. Jesus impressed upon the people that they were to give no man a title of honor indicating his control of their conscience or their faith. Desire of Ages, page 613, paragraph 2. And on the slide it says, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I think that's verse 57, if I'm seeing correctly.
Desire of Ages, page 613. If Christ were on earth today, surrounded by those who bear the title of Reverend or Right Reverend, would he not repeat his saying, neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ? The scriptures declares of God, holy and reverend is his name. Psalms 111, verse 9. To what human being is such a title befitting? Next slide, please. How little does man reveal the wisdom and righteousness it indicates,
How many of those who assume this title are misrepresenting the name and character of God? Alas, how often have worldly ambition despotism and the basest sins been hidden under the broader garment of a high and holy office, the Savior continued.
Sorry, dear sister, my finger that was taken from Desire Ages, page 613, paragraph 3. Let us learn another beautiful scripture song. Yeah, one, and take, this is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verse 1, from the King James Version. Desire Ages. Dear sister, I believe your mic is open. We are in Desire Ages, page 614. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 614. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Again and again, Christ had taught that true greatness is measured by moral worth. In the estimation of heaven, greatness of character consists in living for the welfare of our fellow men, in doing works of love and mercy. Christ, the King of Glory, was a servant to fallen man. Desire of Ages, page 614, paragraph 4. Oh, and on the side, we have the verse, Luke 22:27. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn another scripture song, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5 to 11, from the King James Version.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things above. that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:5-11.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear one, that was our last scripture song. And as last week, we began a new way of allowing us to read and comprehend. So the question for our reading comprehension are going to be 6, and it's going to be reserved for next week. So the question is, who is the main characters? What is the main idea for this section of our story? Where did the story take place? When did the story begin? How could you relate to the story? What did you learn from this lesson? So please, you could write in your own words. You could put it in the chat, or you could send it before. Whatever it is that the Lord moves your heart, you may be able to do, dear ones. So, dear Remnant family, guests, brothers and sisters, little ones, the question for our lesson will be reserved for next Sabbath after the review. So, dear ones, you will have 1 week to answer the question, and it will be open mic. I'm hoping and praying that I can hear everyone. My hope and sincere prayer is for the parents to take a little time now that we are in because of the quarantine, that you may be able to review the lesson with your children prayerfully with patience to prepare them for next Sabbath, dear ones. So I'm looking forward for all the participation of all the little ones, mommies, daddies, even our guests to help the children to remove their shyness. Dear ones, next week, we will be reviewing part 1 of our lesson, War on the Pharisees. And if any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, may you please unmute your mic, dear ones.
Let's have ourselves for prayer. Love you, Father. Thank you for the wonderful lessons, the wonderful bread of life that we have taken. Lord, we ask you to be blessing into our souls. Lord, as we continue to be together and learn together, send the Holy Spirit to guide us in whatever we learn. Lord, continue to remind us whatever we learn, that we may be in perfection with your Holy Word. We thank you that you always listen. Lord, those who wish to listen at a later time and review what you've learned, Lord, bless them too. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful gifts of the Sabbath, that we always remember the might of your works. Lord, may you work upon us and create in us a new person, and that will be perfected like your Holy Sabbath. Lord, we thank you. We thank you so much. Bless those who speak before us, who speak after us. Lord, may all be a blessing to each one who wish to listen at a later time and those listening now. Lord, we thank you for the children and the lesson that you've given them and prepared. May it be glad tidings unto them. Lord, we thank you that you always listen to us and give us whatever we ask. Lord, may the Holy Spirit perfect our prayer unto your holy mercy, that it may be answered for our own benefit. Lord, thank you. Thank you because you always listen to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Joel. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be September 12, 2020. We will continue with our part 2 review of our chapter 67 entitled War on the Pharisees. May you have a blessed Sabbath rest, dear ones. Thank you for all the participation of the little ones and mommies helping along. I'm hoping to hear other brothers and sisters that we know we have children among us, that they may also have the courage to be able to edify and to be edified as well. God bless you all. Leaving you Colossians 1:9 from the King James Version. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. May you all have a blessed Sabbath.